That's because we were already shook.
Yeah.
You can't shake a man who's already shook.
They managed, though.
They did. They did it. Oh my god. I can't believe they did this. And that's the thing. That's the moment for everyone.
Adorable.
Oh, check the stream. They look so good. Okay, I gotta pull the stream up here.
Yeah.
Can I go back to YouTube?
Can you see all of this good?
Yep.
They did it. I cannot believe.
They freaking did it.
Okay.
If you want it all, you can get it all.
They took E3 by storm.
They did it. They really did. They, honestly,
I
was.
Heard Microsoft was okay. I heard Square Enix was pretty dang good, but Nintendo just took the cake. Nintendo did the best.
Oh, wow, we've already got some people in the chat here.
Yeah.
Wow, hey guys. Hey, everybody.
The live stream's going if you...
Yeah, stream is going.
Okay.
Should we... Do you want to just go ahead and do, like, a proper intro here, Jesse?
In a few seconds. Let some more people...
Let some more people mosey on in.
But, oh my god, I cannot believe it. They knocked it out of the park. Woohoo!
Oh yeah, Sean Shiplock tweeted out that at the end of Breath of the Wild, Tiba is still alive. So he'll be returning for Breath of the Wild too.
Amazing! Amazing.
I guess, well, I mean, I was gonna say he plays the Great Dane Catree too, so Dane Catree's probably involved.
That's true.
I mean,
true.
They probably allude to the past champions somehow. I mean, they're in the DLC too, even as spirits.
That's true. Oh my god, I'm really wondering if Link gets to keep all his abilities or what's gonna happen with that, you know? It's like.
If you have a. Like, I was.
Are they gonna give us a hookshot?
Can they? Oh my goodness.
I'm like, oh my gosh, that's freaking. So Ganon's still a thing. It's his dead corpse that was literally buried under Hyrule Castle.
It's zombie Ganondorf.
Zombie Ganon. And his eyes are the malice eyes, too. Oh, I'm shook.
So
Amanda in the chat is like, is Ilya crying?
Majora's Mask-ish, it's gonna be like its own Majora's Mask because it's dark. That's what it seems like.
For those in the chat here, is Ilya's audio coming through okay for you guys, by the way? Because she is, obviously, she's conferencing in for this. So,
underwater exploration.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh my gosh, yes, please, underwater.
So yeah, just let us know.
Real dungeons?
Mm.
That looked like a real dungeon to me.
Sure did.
At least that one, yeah.
Yeah.
And the...
Maybe we'll get more time with the nude champions?
The nude champions?
Whoa, like Ilya.
Yobo, Teyva,
yeah.
Rishu.
Oh, we got about 60 people watching. Oh my goodness.
I've lost it. I need to put on my champion shirt and just wear it every day until one of the thing comes out.
Yep,
for sure.
Our shirt.
Everybody
oh,
ready?
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, we have 60 people ready. Watching. Let's rumble.
Let's do this. Right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm still losing it.
we're going to talk about.
I think we just gotta hash out what
there's
like
no
we gotta.
News, though.
We gotta pro. There's no news.
There's no news
to discuss.
We
nothing.
We had a little bit of something that we did, like for other things before the direct happened today.
Yeah, no one wants to know about that stuff.
What was what was the thing Bill Trennan said? I think if you were a Zelda fan, this was.
Oh yeah, he's like, oh, there's a lot to like for the Zelda fans. I'm like, no kidding, no kidding, Bill.
Like, I think a lot of people just enjoyed this direct a lot. They like what they just saw.
Oh
like,
yeah.
You'd have to be an absolute moron to not like what you just saw.
Right?
Yeah.
Under a rock.
Yikes.
Even my mom knew about it.
Amazing. Yes,
like,
Mama Whizbang.
There's another Breath of the Wild, and I'm like. Why are you so calm about it?
There's nothing to be calm about.
She's like, are you crying? I was like, no. What are you talking about?
You guys ready?
Yeah, let's do a proper intro here.
Promote it on the Discord.
On the Discord? Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the Hylium Games cast from E3.
LA.
Sort of. LA, yes.
Yeah.
We just finished watching the Nintendo Direct with all of the Animal Crossing, three different Zelda games, Smash Brothers, two new DLC characters.
Two.
Which was something else that I had in the predictions as well.
It was. Jesse was nailing it with the predictions.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about all of that. Do you remember your predictions, Ilya? You wrote them down, didn't you?
I had said we'd get a release date for Cadence and possibly Link's Awakening, which we did. I said I hoped we would hear more about Animal Crossing. I wasn't expecting a release date, but I was expecting a delay. I think I said DLC, and I said I hope for Banjo, but I don't think that's actually going to happen. And then the Jiggy rollercoaster.
Yeah. That's all it took was the Jiggy. Like,
And we all just lost our minds.
Yeah. So
we know what the Jiggy is. I love that it was basically the same thing that they did with
K. Rool.
But now we're going to do King K. Rool, and he's with them too.
Yeah.
Oh, they're best buds by this time now.
Yeah.
Well, you could actually see there was a point where
they did Duck Hunt too. They used the Duck Hunt. I was like, no, I know what they're doing. They did this last time.
Yeah, psyching us out. Oh, well, I don't know. We should probably have some. Oh, well, we should say, you know, everyone, you hopefully know Ilya. She's got a great reaction video that she just put out. We're here with Gibbs.
Hello.
In person here. If you haven't been paying attention to all our Twitters all week and don't know who he is. Chublima is actually here for the podcast.
Oh, she is.
It was amazing. I don't know who this guy is, and I'm Daniel. So.
I don't know either.
Just is here in spirit.
Yep. Rip.
His head is at least.
So I guess, why don't we like dial it all the way back to the beginning of the direct to start? Right.
Well,
like,
I was born in 1991.
The beginning of the direct.
Okay.
Hey, my brother was also born in 1991.
Mine was too, actually. But the first thing, what was the first thing? Was Smash. They announced
DLC.
The Dragon Quest Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I heard predictions about that.
Yeah, there was like a leak that came out or something. So I guess that worked out. That was true. Some other stuff happened. And then Zelda.
No, so we have it right here. And it looks interesting. Like, it's the only time that they've ever reused the same Hyrule, which makes me wonder.
Well, a Link to the Past, you know.
Yeah, but
that, a link between worlds.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying. It's like really the same.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're like going to add something off the coast for it, or if it's going to be. I was thinking since the castle raises up, and presumably that's where Link and Zelda are, that maybe there's like a world underneath Hyrule.
The Sealed Grounds, maybe?
Sabrosia was in one of the Oracle games.
Maybe they go to Lone
Rock. Amazing.
You joke about it right now.
Or it could just be a portal to a different world that they go through.
True.
Yeah,
like,
all
like
those
a link
green
between worlds and Triforce heroes and everything.
And what was that like? I mean, I know we're going to get this to later, but there was like a glowing hand holding Ganon. It looked like
one of the sages? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like this weird Sheikah magic that's what's been keeping him down all these years, you know?
Yeah. He's got that Gerudo symbol all over him, too.
Yeah, it's because he's Ganondorf, man. It's a zombie Ganondorf. People in the chat were saying maybe that was Demise's body or something, but Demise
has the Gerudo symbol.
Demise's hair was literally fire, for starters, guys. And no, that's totally Ganondorf. Like, he has got the same look as all the Blight Ganons with the hair and stuff, and all the Gerudo everything.
Yeah,
he's just covered in Gerudo stuff.
Demise wasn't Gerudo.
Demise was not Gerudo. He was
a demon.
He was the devil.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
Ganondorf's that's, grandpa.
Yeah,
Grandpa Groose.
Grandpa Groose. He's on the loose.
Oh my goodness.
Oh god.
But he's got the head ornaments.
Ganondorf is also a vampire.
More Gerudo type stuff. Like
look at those teeth. Those are vampire teeth.
Total.
Yeah, he has vampire teeth.
He does.
That they know of has been under there for over 10,000 years, I guess.
I guess.
This is how they segue Zelda into being JoJo's.
Zombie Ganon was scary as hell, though. I'm just putting that out there.
His head and then the eyes went. I was like, okay.
Big yikes.
I'm a little scared.
The color schemes for it, though, Sheikah technology usually gives that blue glowy thingy with the orange.
Yep.
Yeah, this is all green.
And this is
green and the malice on there. Kind of very different.
Very, yeah. All the sort of like green wisps. Maybe this is Gerudo magic, because I'm just gonna go back. If you guys rewatch, the little green wisps, they actually start forming Gerudo letters when in the air when they're swirling around. I just noticed this. Jesse has it going on his phone right now, and it just as it swirls, it just forms letters that are from the Gerudo script.
Lerulean to get him to translate.
Yeah, we do. Oh, I used to have like a PNG of the Gerudo alphabet.
I used to have that too.
Yeah, I used to have one of the highlighted alphabet, but there's like 10 different versions.
Oh, Holly Wolf is in the chat.
If somebody has
Holly
the book,
welcome. Holly.
Dead Gin.
Yeah, it's just, it's nuts. Everything is nuts. I want to like, well, someone's probably already translating it. Game Explain's probably already on the ball with that.
Okay,
but
so
Zeltics are already doing it too right now.
Ed's working on it.
I'm not sure.
Jorge, yes, is it's Gerudo letters. Yeah, man, it's totally. I'm shook about this whole thing. I can't even process.
Oh, we got a $20 from Bootleg Boy. Hype for Breath of the Wild 2. Thank you, Bootleg Boy.
Wow, Bootleg Boy. Thank you, man. So much
thank
hype.
You.
I'm not smacking Daniel this time, though.
Do you think the witches from the Gerudo witches, Twin Rova, do you think that's their magic, or do you think that would be protection magic or revival magic?
Could be. Like, we've seen them in the past in the series, like, do revival sort of, like, like, ceremonies to revive them, like, lighting the flames and stuff. So maybe it could be. Maybe that's, or maybe the Gerudo, because we've seen through Urbosa, they hate him. So maybe this is their,
sealing
magic of theirs, too, you know?
There's stuff written on the walls.
Especially because of, the Gerudo did make an alliance with the Hylians.
Yeah.
So
they're like, hey, this we'll help you with this bad dude. he's a bad look for all of us.
It's how would Ganondorf be down there, though?
It was like a warped backwards of something.
Twilight.
It sounded like Twilight music to me.
It did have that sort of sound.
It sounded like Twilight, but
also, Link's outfit in this is getting me. Like, he's got the shoulder pads and the leather armor from the Hylian armor set, but then he's still wearing the champion's tunic. And so it makes me wonder if there's more customization or more options for
the armor sets
and stuff.
Can they just give us a slot to actually have the armors in the game?
Yeah.
And not having to ditch anything out of it?
If you look on the back of the elephant, there's a bunch of camping gear. And then on
the
next scene,
water buffalo guys.
And on the next scene, they have like an actual tent and everything set up, which is weird. Why would you camp out right in front of Ganondorf?
Yeah, hey, see this giant zombie corpse? Let's just set up camp right here.
And there's pillars and stuff
those
here.
Those luminous stones.
And then there's the water going through. That looks like it could be an actual dungeon. And there's a little mouse.
Save points? Those campsites could be save points?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, you have to set up camp and then so it makes me wonder, is
or warp
points. Obviously, this is a cutscene from the game.
Yeah.
No.
But it makes me wonder if Zelda is like a traveling companion with you during the game.
Playing as Zelda and Link.
We didn't have a traveling companion in Breath of the Wild.
We didn't. Yeah. And, I think that worked for Breath of the Wild because of the story. But if this is taking place after Breath of the Wild as a sequel, and he still has the Master Sword, too, if you notice. But then it makes sense that if they're going to be traveling together to do stuff, right? So,
the gears are turning, man.
I know.
Everything is like, my brain wants to go. Like, it's back to my Zelda in former days when I was doing their trailer analysis videos, and I'm like trying to take every detail.
Yeah, right
that looks like a Twilight hand.
Like,
a Twily.
But
they're all sitting back going, let's watch them scramble now.
Can we pause on this here? Like, when Link, there's a moment in the trailer, the hand comes out, it's grabbing, and then it looks like Link.
It grabs Link.
Yeah, like, I think he grabs onto it. Like, does it. I don't know what's happening.
But it looks like a Twily hand. I don't know.
It does, but it's not the right, like, colors? You know, like the.
It's a little lighter, isn't it?
It is.
So the hand's touching him, and then the swirly thing's coming off of it. So the hand's not connected to anyone, it's just.
So maybe it's just a hand stopping
the body
from.
Yeah, it's got to be like some sealing magic hand thing that. Oh my goodness. I love how we were trying to do a structured podcast and just it's just all like, what's happening in this trailer? What structure? Yeah, it's like almost like Link sucks the magic into his hand or something, is what it looks like.
And then they're going into
there. And then it grabs him.
It looks like he's falling or something, and the hand just grabs Link to save him.
Zelda falls.
Zelda takes off.
Oh no. Now you gotta save Zelda. Oh my goodness. And then I guess because the hand. But I guess because the hand grabs Link instead of holding Ganondorf down, he wakes up, you know? Like that's what it's looking like in this trailer here. We're watching it in super slow-mo right now. Like, just set that playback speed.
So he wakes up and then Hyrule Castle comes up?
Maybe. Where's he wakes up in the Shrine of Resurrection. He's, oh man, here we go again.
I feel like everyone in Hyrule's gonna be like,
oh. We just got rid of this dude.
Oh man. There's just so much to unpack with this. Like,
on that white.
The guardians or the divine beasts are gone.
Excuse me. There's no Sheikah Towers either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. No spires around the castle, no Sheikah Towers.
Well, the spirals were supposed to hold all of the different...
Like holding the guardians?
Maybe put the guardians back in there.
Put that away for later, thanks. I feel like they would try and maybe find a way to... Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're trying to find a way to disable that function. Because the spires were designed...
They should have an off.
Well, they need to go into the source code then.
They got the spires were designed to just automatically come up when Ganon arrives to unleash the Guardians.
So maybe that's what starts shaking again, because the spires are coming right back up.
They're like, here we go again. So, yeah, maybe. Like, it's... I don't know. Or maybe they're like, you know what? This didn't work out so good. We gotta turn this function off here. We gotta hit the reset on this.
Off button for this.
Yeah. Can
they
be?
They gotta get the source, the code developer on there for the Sheikah.
Yeah.
So Robbie, I guess.
I guess it would be Robbie.
Or someone get the IT guy.
Robbie, I'm getting too old for this.
Yes.
Oh, we just got a Canadian super chat.
Ooh.
The hand is the toilet from Skyward Sword and Majora's Mask.
Oh my god.
Oh, look.
Wait, what? I didn't hear that.
The hand is the toilet.
The toilet hand from Skyward Sword and Majora's Mask.
That's it. It's mad.
Just dot.
What the Sheikah letters
paper.
Are spelling
this
out?
This isn't toilet paper.
Out paper in the, the Gerudo letters? Thanks for the super chat, Katala. Thank you. It does look like the hand, though. Yeah, it does. Oh my goodness,
it has some Twily aesthetic, though.
We got so much, but we got so little.
It does. Yeah,
that's the thing. That they always do this with us.
Last year with Animal Crossing, this year with Zelda.
They didn't have to.
They
had to do was release this one little bit, and we're all losing our shit.
They give you one chicken nugget. They give
you
Bad word alert.
They give you one chicken nugget, and they're like, here's dinner for the week. You know, like. And we're like, oh my god, this is the best nugget I've ever had.
Oh my god.
This is so good.
Nugget of destiny.
Oh my goodness, there's just...
I love how calm Jesse was in y'all's reaction. He's just like, yeah. And everyone else is like, what?
That's been our week in a nutshell. We're all exploding and losing our minds.
Poor Daniel, like, had to physically put down his laptop and his coffee because he was like, I'm going to throw something, so he puts it all down.
You don't want to...
I didn't have any confined space because I would have been like...
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Oh, Jorge. Oh my god. Jorge in the chat says, don't the structures and shiny stuff around the corpse remind you of the ancient tribe that's lost from the Faron region? It does. It's got
the
very...
Zonai,
like,
the Zonai tribe, right?
Yeah, the Zonai ruins and stuff. It's got a very, you gotta wonder how long he's been down there, then.
Yeah. That jewelry looks very, like, Aztec-like.
Aztec, like, but with... Yeah, but with, like, it's still got that big Gerudo vibe. And oh yeah, there's like a cloth with the Gerudo symbol on it and stuff. You know what? Okay, you know what the hand actually reminds me of? Just, it's got the same, like, it's got those gold bars and stuff around it. It reminds me of the, like, statues and stuff in Wind Waker's Tower of the Gods.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, it's just, it's got that, that aesthetic to it, you know?
Me of the design that, like, goes up the sleeves on Link's thing. But instead of just a design on cloth, it's...
It's, like, gold. Just actual, like, gold bars.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Marsupial Gamer said that it looked very, like, Midna-esque, the way that the hand reaches out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that kind of goes in line with our Twilight.
What if they are connecting us back to the Twilight?
Wait, hold on. How did... a Ganondorf die in Twilight Princess.
He got impaled. He got stabbed with the Master Sword right and through the chest. Like, right in one end, out the other.
And yeah, but the Divine Beasts, like, Thanos snapped him away.
Thanos snapped him.
Wait, it is the child timeline.
Maybe. Maybe. Like, okay, so in... Because in Wind Waker, he gets stabbed through the head, turns to stone... He's gone. He's washed away at the bottom of the ocean.
The where is the
defeat timeline?
The hand's right on the chest.
Well, yeah, right on the chest wound. Where in the child timeline? Okay, I'm about to disprove my own Dragon Break theory. In the child timeline, though, like when Ganon dies in Zelda 1, okay, he gets shot with a silver arrow. He literally turns to a pile of freaking mush. Okay, he's dead in that timeline for sure. Which would be fine with just Breath of the Wild because he reincarnates, but it's all messed up and he doesn't have a proper physical form. But if we got a mummified Ganondorf corpse, unless he reincarnated at some point again, unless that happened, he would. Child Timeline is the only one that would make sense to have had an actual body for him, you know?
Which you have to have, because we know that, at least according to the lore in Breath of the Wild, 10,000 years ago, it was the same Calamity Ganon, so it would have had to have happened prior to 10,000 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's been mummified there a long time, I guess. he's been there a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, but also, wow.
There's like no part of him that's fleshy, so he looks like he's been there for a long time.
Yeah, he looks mummified.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like the mummies in Mexico.
He somehow still has hair, but...
He's been in there, like, probably... He looks more mummified than the Sheikah monks in the first game. You know, where they're, like, very mummified, so... Yeah, oh my goodness.
Look at RPG. You can go away.
Told you it wasn't Dragon Break.
Told you it was. There's still a chance it's Dragon Break because it could be another reincarnation of Ganondorf that's sometime in between. So it's still possible, guys. I'm holding on to this. But, yeah, it's just...
Well, there was the other Ganondorf in the one game.
Marsupial in the chat says the creature in the trailer looked like the fused shadow creature with all the legs.
Oh.
You look like the fused shadow creature with all the legs.
Yeah, that's... Oh. I just...
I love how we were like, let's go back to the beginning of the direct.
Take a look at this. The drawing on there... It actually looks like it would have been like a Sonai tribe warrior on there.
But it also reminds me of the tapestry in Impa's house,
the
right?
The map they have.
Like,
yeah, but look at him. He has a spear.
Yeah, you can use a spear.
And we agree that the Sonai have some type of like Aztec aesthetics or influence on there.
It's true. I mean, it could be even just from the same era. But I don't know. It's they barely show any of it, though. But it definitely reminds me of the Divine Beast artwork.
Like, just hypothetically, what if it's not even Ganondorf at all?
Whack.
It's a deformed Bokoblin.
Yeah?
Are you okay?
Okay. We're losing him.
Dead.
Oh my god.
I know some people were saying online, like, what if it's, like, a Yiga member? And I'm like, I don't think they'd be that much.
Yeah. No, I mean,
out for saying a swear word.
Oops.
As long as I don't say the swear word on my channel.
But he's covered, he couldn't be a Yiga member because he's covered in the Gerudo symbol very prominently. So he's, I have no doubt it's Ganondorf at all. But it's, oh, Marsupial says it's Hestu's
true form.
It's Hestu's true form.
Also, can we agree, rats?
The rat looked...
Rats? We didn't have rats in the first one.
No, we didn't.
No.
I don't think so.
Poor little thing.
Wind Waker.
Yep. You can bribe them. So, bribe the rats.
We think the stones are.
Luminous stones, probably.
Probably. Those are everywhere.
Yeah. But maybe, because they almost are of similar color to the magic here, so maybe the luminous stones, like, have this energy, powers it or something. I don't know.
I love that you can set up your own camps and stuff, not just
that a pillar campfire. Right there, though. That looks very Sonai tribe.
It does.
Setting up your own camp? Legend of Zelda and Animal Crossing crossover?
Yeah. Is the rat going to get corrupted and you're going to have to fight a giant corrupted rat?
It's just going
to
chew on your ankles.
Ew, it's going to be like from Princess Bride, Ruins of Unusual Size.
Yeah, I don't think those are real. Oh. I love that Zelda's back in, like, her, it looks like her adventuring clothes.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's added, like, the hood and stuff, too. It's, oh.
I hope she doesn't just get captured in the beginning.
I hope it's a travel companion. You can either two-player co-op, couch co-op, you play as Zelda.
This is how they're gonna be so cool.
Yes, yeah, that would be so amazing. And you could just share, like, an inventory pool with them, you know?
Yeah, and for, like, the last 10 years.
She would have her own moveset. I mean, she wouldn't have the Master Sword. She would have to use...
Nope.
Oh. Uh-oh. Ilya, come back to us.
What's the rule, maybe? Where, like, she had her own spiritual goddess, Hylia.
So they're saying in the chat that those don't look like luminous stones, but they could be time shift stones.
Yeah,
I'm more into time the luminous stones.
Blue, like those were like bright blue. Those weren't.
Yeah, the luminous stones were that color, that specific color.
They were definitely that same color, but yeah, I mean things like even the Master Sword itself has sort of changed color a little bit.
It just
over the
looks
years,
different because
right?
It's inside the ground, maybe.
Even the mask looks different than.
Yeah, it definitely looks more wispy instead of like goo.
Yeah, you know, and the graphics themselves look better as well.
The graphics look a tiny bit different.
Probably better because this is built
for the Switch,
instead of for Wii U, and then we're gonna put it on Switch.
Yeah.
So it definitely, I get the feeling there's gonna be a lot less like pop in and stuff like that. That we saw.
Definitely all the better birds flying through there.
They're gonna work better on the pop in then. Compared to the city of LA.
Yeah, exactly.
These graphics are
better draw distance than LA. So.
Zelda with short hair is so gorgeous.
Yeah, people are loving the hair.
The color palette changed greatly. We can go by.
It looks cute. I just wish it wasn't something everyone was doing.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like we were seeing a lot of short haired females lately.
Mm.
It's like nothing wrong with that, but okay.
Yeah.
So,
but I get it for traveling. Zelda seems like the type that should be like, you know what? I've been trapped for 100 years trying to bite off this thing. Screw the long hair.
it's in the way.
So yeah, they
long hair does get in the way.
They also announced Banjo for Smash.
Yes. If you haven't seen our reaction video, we all lost our minds.
And now I'm actually gonna buy Smash just so I can see, even though I refused this whole time to get it.
Oh my goodness. But. What are we looking at?
Gibbs is thinking.
Gibbs, the gears are turning with Gibbs.
Back away.
No, I'm sorry. I might implode, but okay.
Gibbs is having a thought.
But, no, yeah. Banjo looks great. Okay, we got to talk about this, because Banjo, they, when he was first coming in and he was holding the banjo, I thought it was the, like, his, like, wrench from Nuts and Bolts, and I was like, don't do it like this. Not like this, Nintendo.
Oh,
but then he lands, and he's got the banjo, and he's not all, like, squared off. He's, like, properly rendered, and it's just... Banjo is Banjo again.
Can they remaster Banjo-Kazooie with that kind of graphic and put it on the Switch, please?
Oh, that would be
amazing.
I mean,
they did take the character model from Banjo on the 360.
Is that what they did?
It looks like it.
It sure does.
I just like, could you imagine if they ruined Banjo? They finally put him into Smash, but they give us the wrong Banjo. Oh my goodness.
Jesse's been joking all week that it's gonna be the GBA Banjo.
The GBA Banjo.
They're gonna be like, you wanted Banjo? Here you go. Everyone's mad.
But they said he makes a raring appearance or something about rare, and I was like,
Oh, and all the rare characters together. Whoopsie, I just lowered my chair. All the rare characters together in that trailer, like DK and Diddy and K. Rool, just all of them. Oh, it just...
Or maybe it said he's rare and defied or something. Yeah. It was a play on words, and I was like, rare, rare, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
They caught me so off guard with it, because I was like, oh, they've already announced one character, we're not going to get Banjo, yeah. Everything sucks, and then sure enough, they gave us the second one. I did not see it coming.
They keep getting me, I keep saying, like, oh, Nintendo's a wild card, they could pull anything out. It could be anything.
They can.
And then it's like, oh, is Banjo coming? I'm like, no. And then I need to get out of this idea of what the confines of what Sakurai can achieve are, because apparently there's no limits. There's no... I should have learned that with Cloud.
No limits.
I should have learned that with Cloud.
Yep.
The man has no limits.
I'm so glad they made the joke about Doug Bowser.
Oh, that was such a good joke.
They had to acknowledge that. They had to.
Of course.
Hey, Bowser, we're going to need you on the direct.
The wrong Bowser shows up. I love it.
It's just so wholesome and so adorable.
Not blue.
But I think he's... Nintendo and Bowser are just rolling with the punches at this point.
Yeah, that's what I was pointing
Yeah,
and I'm happy for it.
Yeah, it is kind of sad not seeing Reggie there, though.
It is. It's different. But you know what? I think Doug did a good job, honestly. Yeah. I wasn't, thinking the whole time, oh, I miss Reggie. This guy's not Reggie. Like, that wasn't what it was going through my head. I was just like, okay, we're doing this. This is the Nintendo Direct, right?
Let's make the transition. Yeah. And, again, I just think it's perfect that they had to acknowledge the elephant in the room, and that is his last name is Bowser.
Yes.
For Nintendo.
They tweeted pictures of him packing, and he's just, packing up all this Bowser clothes.
Like Bowser shirts, socks and Bowser socks.
It's amazing. We got to address Link's Awakening.
Yes.
Looks amazing. Amiibo is coming. I'm very excited. Dungeon making in Link's Awakening.
Oh my gosh, I was like, it's Zelda Dungeon Maker.
I was like, I'd pay $60 for this, for just this. But I'm getting the game too.
So cute. All the sounds and everything are so cute.
We were joking about how we're probably not going to be comfortable killing cute people.
Commenting on my stuff, I don't know, saying that there's a Link Awakening, Link's Awakening Amiibo.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
There is. It's on Twitter.
Yes, yeah. And looks adorable.
Yeah,
it does.
It comes out September 20th.
Perfect. It's
Daniel needs to pre-order too.
Yeah.
And I thought I was done with the collection.
Every time I complete my Zelda Amiibo collection, they come up with more. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. I wonder, am I going to have to get...
You should probably pause the video so that way we're not using...
Oh, good point.
Does this mean there's going to be a Banjo Amiibo?
Can
there be?
There's going to be. There's going to be, because they're going to do it for all the Smash characters, right? Yeah. So we're going to get a Banjo Amiibo. Question, how many different Amiibos are we going to get for the Dragon Quest, the hero?
All of them?
Because they gave us, 8 skins for him.
Yeah. So,
okay, it was 5 skins.
Was it 5? I don't know. They gave us, 802 skins for him.
We're just going to keep increasing the number gradually.
I just love how these classic Zelda enemies look in this art style. It just, it makes my heart swell.
It looks like a kid, made this... for a class project with...
Yeah.
Yeah, with Plesline or...
But, a really talented kid.
It's very... very well done.
Look at him eat the apple.
Yeah, I know. He eats the apple!
Oh, he does that in the Link Between Worlds, too.
I love it. It's so cute! Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I know we were just on the sequel, but someone said something, and I don't know if it's true. They said at one point, it looks like there was a painting, a cave painting in the back. On his horse. I didn't see this. So now
let's
go back and look.
Yeah, we got
to. Yeah, it's when Zelda has the torch.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're looking at the cave paintings.
Oh, okay, I see it now. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know what I mean. My brain feels like it's running on overtime. I'm just it's overloaded with information.
You know what the cool thing is?
Hmm.
We're going to be playing that later.
We're going to Sorry, Elia.
See, this is really cool, though, because it looks like you probably unlock pieces of Dungeon Awakening just based on what you're doing. It looks like they don't actually come, when you go in there.
Tell me how that goes. And tell me how Pokemon fits, too.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, you change the aesthetic of each dungeon or whatever. Oh. Each room could be one theme.
And I like that it looks like there's, objectives tied to each room if you place them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that boss, the worm boss. What's he called?
Moldora. Moldug.
But it's not Molduga.
No, Molduga is Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Or Breath of the Wild. Majora's Mask.
Sorry, they literally showed the end of the game.
Yeah, that's so weird, though. But it... I mean, the game is a remake of an old game.
We've all played it.
We all know at this point, but still. They didn't show, like, the end, at least.
Yeah.
I think...
Just him walking up the stairs to the egg itself, but...
That's cool, though. Yeah. It starts at the beginning, and then the trailer ends at the end.
I was like, you guys have had 25 years to catch up. 26. I don't know how to do math, but... it just... So... Nintendo, hold my drink. Okay, so... Yeah, KTL says, Square Enix, we totally won the E3 2019.
Yeah, Nintendo.
We
ain't done yet.
I knew it. I called it because... This whole time, I'm not gonna lie, like, a lot of people really like the Square event, especially, but I have been just feeling so underwhelmed.
Yep.
Until today.
Yeah.
Like, every day, I'm like, every time we watch a press conference, I'm like, it was fine. You know, Bethesda did not show any new games. They only showed, like, add-ons for old ones.
They didn't even
52 player anything Battle Royale for the existing 52 players.
Yeah, exactly. And then Nintendo just came out swinging today. Like, they... They knocked it out of the park, like, 100%, like, again.
And then Nintendo's been sitting back, and they're like, well, let everyone do their thing, and then, let me show you guys how it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how you do an E3 presentation.
This.
Yeah, we're doing
that. That hand looks like it's stopping the malice coming out of Ganondorf.
Yeah, like, it's, like, plugging it.
Yeah.
Like, it's plugging it in.
And going with the... Somebody said... That hand grabs Link, trying to save him, and that's when the malice erupts. Like a second later on the trailer.
Like 12:30.
That makes sense, honestly. Like if it lets go of Link and then he wakes up, or it lets go of Ganondorf to grab Link, and then Ganondorf wakes up, and it's just like eruption. It all is flowing out.
That's a dungeon entrance.
That's a 100% a dungeon entrance. They're teasing us here. They're teasing us.
I don't know if you can see it, but.
They're like, okay, like, after Skyward Sword, they're like, oh, we got all this feedback about the game being too linear, so we're gonna make it super open. Breath of the Wild came out, everyone loved it, but we had one piece of feedback. Okay, two, one was the hookshot. The other was everyone wanted their dungeons back.
Dungeons.
And I am sure that them showing that dungeon entrance is them saying, we heard you, here it is. Like,
and
we're doing it.
Everyone also wanted to play a Zelda.
It's just...
All right, we're gonna do it.
Also, the second part of the another point that everybody was making is we want to play a Zelda.
Yeah,
playable Zelda, and that looks like it's gonna be playable Zelda, will be happy with it.
Oh my goodness!
Especially like let's say in the dungeon, you're going one room one way with Link, the other with Zelda, and whatever you do in one room with Zelda, it's gonna affect what you're doing with Link.
So do you have to, like, switch between them? Like, you've got to press the toggle? And it reminds me in Spirit Tracks, too.
Yeah.
Where you could... It was not quite the same when you were controlling Zelda. It was more, like, issuing commands to her.
Yeah.
But...
Or Cafe and Link.
That's a better comparison. Because with Cafe, it was far more of, like, a...
Did she have that many pillows?
Yes.
The whole time?
Yeah, she was sitting on all those pillows the whole time.
So she's not that
wondering. The chairs Jesse and I are sitting on are, like, bar stools. And then Gibbs and Kayla are sitting on, like, normal-sized chairs. I'm so sorry. So she's just, like, stacked these pillows. let's see. One Wolf Dragon Slayer in the chat. He says, Wolf Link in the game, content Sheikah... Playable characters, Giant Hank 2. What is this a sentence?
Nice. Dark Link?
Game Majora's Mask with Twilight Princess / Ocarina Wolfos. There's a lot going on in that chat there.
Doggo Link?
Doggo?
Doggo?
Doggo, Doggo? Jesse, you've been quiet.
No, so Breath of the Wild 2, it's going to suck unless you can pet the dogs.
You must pet the dogs.
Oh gosh.
It's funny because Aonuma, after the first game came out, he acknowledged that.
The dogs.
He acknowledged it. Aonuma was like, oh, I didn't realize people would want to pet the dogs. That's good to know.
That like, was one of my biggest like, actual moments of going, what? I can't pet it.
Well, that was like one of the things that... like the loading screens, it's like, oh, like try feeding the dogs meat and see what happens. They'll become your friends. So I was expecting more from feeding them, but you didn't get it, so hopefully we have more dog interaction.
Yeah. Javier in the chat says, guys, if Ganondorf has voice dialogue, what voice actor would voice him? I honestly think that Nintendo's going to pull out an unknown talent, like someone we've never heard of. Yeah, but
what a role to get you famous.
Yeah, seriously, it's like it's like you come out on Twitter and you're like, "Hey guys, guess what? I'm Ganondorf." Like, so he's got to have a good laugh. He's got to have a good laugh.
But I imagine it's. I feel like it ought to be distorted too.
Oh yeah,
oh, Zombie Ganon. Absolutely,
Zombie Ganon.
The one thing that I'm wondering is, like, how is the gameplay going to change? Like, is it going to be the same from what we've seen? Definitely dungeons. I'm thinking there's going to be dungeons.
Oh, usable items.
How will climbing work if there's two of you? Like, what if you've got to climb and then you've got, like, a rope item? So one person has to climb, throw the rope down, or so just, like, weird things like that.
Real ice climbers, you know? Life.
Yeah. Like, legit, like, free rock climbing or whatever they call it. Like, that you go putting in the hooks for the other person behind you.
And then, like, what if you can hook it, like that? Link can climb normally, but then what if there's an item you get, like the pickaxe, you stick it in there, and then you can just rest for a sec, return your stamina?
So broken. Well,
that would be the hookshot.
Oh, give us the hookshot.
That could be the hookshot.
So you think that, like, the hooks and, not the hook, the hearts and stamina you have is going to be based on your Breath of the Wild file, like, they have to be together?
If they
that would be pretty cool. But
if they do that, I mean, you could still have...
Because I don't want to start over, either.
But at the same time, if your stuff carries over from Breath of the Wild, then what's left for you to collect when you start this game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that was the one.
I guess I'm wondering what's going to carry over. What is it going to be a direct...
Or
what,
will it?
I wonder if...
What is going to have to your previous save file?
It would be really cool if, say, you hadn't gotten all the shrines, for example. You weirdo. And...
and or then, all the Korok seeds.
Yeah. And then weirdo. It just reads, like, what... what you haven't gotten and just puts those in your save file in the new game.
Maybe so it's just like for the rest of the Korok seeds. Maybe they have a use in this
game. Oh my god.
Well, hey, hear me out. It's not going to be a physical game. It's going to be an expansion to it.
Maybe. Like, you must have Breath of the Wild to play this game.
But the one thing that I'm thinking is, like, do you start with the Master Sword in this new one?
He had it in the cutscene.
It just seems very weird to start with the Master Sword.
It does seem weird.
It seems weird to work it as a, like, standalone sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be more of a expansion to Breath of the Wild. Which I wouldn't be opposed to.
Direct sequels, but never like this. Like, Majora's Mask was the direct sequel, but...
Not in this vein, yeah.
They can treat it. They can treat it what they like they did with Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which is a it's part of the storyline. You can play it in any order, but you know, your file doesn't really transfer over to it.
Maybe.
And they did release it on the same. If you had the game physically and got the DLC, you still downloaded the second game. You know, onto your Switch console, or you could buy the physical. I think they might do that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, it would all be so cool. I definitely would get a physical card for it, though.
At least, you know,
absolutely.
One, two, we were missing what, three hearts? Two hearts by the end of?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, something like you can either do all up to two hearts or two portions of stamina.
Yeah.
So
what if
let us max it out this time?
What if the dungeons that are actually going to introduce are to complete all that stuff? Like instead of like actual heart pieces, you will get the souls, and that would be coincidentally eight.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Oh my god, I'm losing my mind.
Eight dungeons. Eight pieces of a hero soul or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And Foreigner in the chat says the music that is backwards. So it had that kind of Twilight music vibe in the beginning. But I do kind of want to almost import it to like an editing software. Just
and flip it.
Flip it to see if there's... Because they've done that before with Skyward Sword's trailer. The, well, the like the Ballad of the Goddess is just Zelda's lullaby in reverse,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that
it
would be.
It actually gave me the same vibe as the healing song sound.
Yeah.
Restored.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
My brain was too broken from Banjo that it didn't even register that there was actually music playing in the background, because I was still, like, not quite over, like, from the yelling for Banjo when this happened, and I just, I like, that could not put my thoughts together.
More on the Master Sword here, like, the thing is, if we start with the Master Sword, that feels weird from a gameplay point, but it also would make no sense not to.
Yeah.
Because we just, we got the Master Sword in Breath of the Wild. Link's got it twice now. He shouldn't have to get it a third time. Then we just went through all the expansion, the Trial of the Swords.
Yeah.
To, like, improve the Master Sword and everything.
Oh my gosh. I just can't imagine.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. They'll probably do the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 treatment to it.
Someone out there is going to pick up the sequel and have not played the first one.
Oh my god.
Which is just gonna...
So, in my head, I've been thinking that when Link and Zelda are going down into the dungeon, that it's basically like some sort of portal. Like, to go to Lowrul, you literally walked through a crack in the wall. The Twilight Realm, you had the mirror, the Dark World had...
There was like portal. Yeah, you had a mirror to go back, but there was like the portals in the world too.
So I'm thinking if this will start out with Link and Zelda finding Ganondorf, and then once that thing like grabs on to Link or Zelda falls down or whatever happens, and it like sends you to another world. And then in that world, maybe the Master Sword's lost its power because it's...
Because it's way kind of
useless there or something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
And then, I don't know. And then it'd be cool if you did that. But then it was somewhat kind of like the Dark World or Lowrul, to where, like, it was just like a darker version. And there are still similarities. And to, like, to get to certain places in the Dark World, you had to go to certain places in the Light World and then shift over. Otherwise, it would be blocked or something.
Makes sense.
So...
Oh, I really want a two-world system now.
Yeah.
I need that.
Also, look at where you paused the video.
Oh, it's a pretty bad way to pause it. Steven in the chat... Or no, sorry, I'm reading a different one. Here it is. I don't know how to pronounce this. Marvilio 4 says, I really hope they dump the rune thing. I didn't feel... Didn't quite like the idea of having your items from the start and not being able to upgrade your range
of abilities. Did Link have it on his hip?
So at the end of the first game, Link gave the Sheikah Slate back to Zelda. So imagine this. If your abilities, Link gets items and everything, and Zelda gets rune abilities.
Yeah.
And you have to like switch between the two characters. Makes perfect sense.
You made me happy.
Makes Yay! Uh oh. Here we go again.
Boomerangs.
No. There you go. Best of both worlds though, right?
The hookshots.
Hookshot.
Or hookshot.
Okay, imagine this. You meet up with Zelda to go exploring. She's got the Sheikah Slate. Like, and hey, she's like, oh, Link, before you went in your sleep, you left some of your equipment behind. Did you miss this? And she just says that. Did you miss this? She gives you your hookshot. It's like, oh, hell yes! Dun, 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 dun. It's one of those moments where Zelda's talking right to the player. Did you miss it? Sheikah?
Yeah. I doubt this will happen, but I wonder if they'll incorporate an indoor musical instrument. I doubt it.
That would be
cool. I hope not.
It would be cool, though.
It'd be cool, though.
Yeah, he's just going to carry a drum set with him.
A drum
set?
Maybe not Link, but maybe Zelda?
Maybe.
Masks. More masks.
Oh, I want
transforming
this.
Masks.
Oh. I just... Everything. I want everything.
I'm so ready. I want it now.
Oh, it's going to be like another 2 years, I'm betting.
Yeah.
Before it comes out. And I'm going to cry.
I think a year and a half.
I say 2020. November 2020.
Yeah. That sounds good. Javier says, if Zelda becomes playable, could that mean her clothes might become customizable? So, I mean, that's what possibly, I think. Yeah, we see Link with the leather armor, right? Mm-hmm. And you see Zelda now has a hood and everything as well. And
also, you see, Breath of the Wild, the trailers, her in the royal, like, white snowsuit.
Yeah.
That looked really nice. Imagine we get a whole like line of clothes like royal, like
themed. A royal set for Zelda.
Yeah.
My goodness, I want it all. I want it all. Your flash is like right in my hair. RPG says, Daniel says, I want everything now. It's true. It's true.
Oh,
someone draw a link with a drum set, please. Oh my goodness. We haven't talked about it. I bet Kayla's itching to talk about Animal Crossing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Animal Crossing trailer was really weird because when it first started, like, I didn't really know how I felt about it. It feels very weird, but then after watching, I watched a bit of the Nintendo Treehouse after where they're actually like doing the gameplay for it, and so I feel like it's grown on me a little bit, but the initial like seeing it, I wasn't super pumped about it. Like, the entire like building like your campfire, and I just
I was confused. I kept asking, like, are we getting a house? Like, do we still get to be mayor?
Yeah. So, like, something's happening. Like, I love the customization that I'm seeing for the town so far. Like, of the path building, it looks like you can unlock, like, different things that you craft to put around your town. Whereas when you were in New Leaf, you were the mayor. So you would just, like, pay for all of these projects to be put up. So I'm pretty excited about that. The only thing that I'm a little bit worried about is I was kind of hoping, like, Pocket Camp has great furniture and they update it so often, so I was kind of hoping to see some of that for more of that customizable piece, because people love decking out their house and the villagers' houses as well.
What if there's a way to connect your Pocket Camp file to
the Switch file? Oh, that'd be perfect.
I would love that. Put so much time into that.
The other thing as well that I noticed when I was watching the treehouse, so basically the trailer ends and you see like 8 different villagers, and so what that is that you can actually, like, if you have someone else that has like a house in your town, I think it is, then you can invite them to come play in your town, and they basically like help harvest like wood, clean up like weeds, they can do path building with you to help develop the town. That's what it looked like what was happening in the treehouse, because there's like a function there, and it's like, oh, I'm just gonna call in this other guy and we're gonna play together. And she passed him a Joy-Con from like what she was holding.
I love it.
So.
Now, those are the facts though, but how's Kayla feeling about it? I want you to, Ilya and Kayla, like the Animal Crossing nuts here. When we were watching it, Cliff lost his mind.
Oh my gosh, he was just like.
He broke, like, during the Animal Crossing thing. Poor Cliff, he's such pure cinnamon.
Oh,
and I'm like, I look at Kayla because I'm expecting her to punch me in the face and like go Hulk mode on the couch, and she's just sitting there like,
well, that's the thing. So like, basically, I had Jesse's reaction when he saw that Zelda was happening. Like, I just was like, oh my gosh, like, what's happening? What's going on? What is my brain thinking? And I couldn't comprehend what I was seeing. So it's basically like, everyone shut up, I'm trying to watch this.
You gotta do both, man. Like, Zelda came on and I'm just like, I'm yelling, I'm jumping, but somehow at the same time, I'm like, I'm in this.
Oh my gosh. Like, 100%, if I had like a heart rate thing on, you guys would have been like, oh my god, is Kayla going to die? Because it jumps up for Animal Crossing, goes down for a bit, and then it's like all the way up for Banjo and Zelda. It just does not stop.
Banjo is so beautiful. He's a beautiful bear boy.
Very excited. A little bit sad that it's delayed, but honestly, like, at the end of the day, that's probably the best move for them, because I feel like they're putting so much into it that I want them to have all the time that they can possibly have, especially because people are really expecting something better for, like, a co-op or a multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nintendo's
honestly
doing quite a lot.
I echo those feelings pretty much 100%. I was so confused in the beginning. I was like, what?
Yeah, right?
I expected myself to be like, oh my gosh, Animal Crossing. And instead, I was like, all right, let me take this in. I have to watch the whole treehouse here. I watched the tail end of it. I'm like, okay, I need to think. I'm unsure.
So,
right? That was exactly how I felt. Like, I just couldn't figure out what I was feeling. And I remember the first thing I said was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm shocked.
Because when we saw Animal Crossing 2019 originally last September, I was just like, yes. But now that I'm actually seeing stuff, I'm like, hold on, I need to analyze this. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
The analysis machine is running.
I mean, I'm going to love it 100%. I keep saying, like, Animal Crossing needs to come out so it can cure everyone's depression. It's coming. I'm so excited.
It's true. People that don't like Animal Crossing, like, okay, to each their own. It's like, but I don't think people comprehend just how relaxing of a game that is.
Yeah.
It's just so, so much chill vibe, which people like. Which I guess, I think we talked about this before, Animal Crossing is not a game you can explain to people.
No.
What? How does Animal Crossing work? I'm like, oh, if I explain it, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta wonder how they pitch
it. I don't even do chores at home. Why am I gonna do chores in a game?
Oh my gosh.
Ain't that the truth? Then yeah. again, I don't do a lot of walking.
You need to get out of the pit.
I don't do a lot of walking, but again, he needs to get out of the E3 pit. Is around.
The whole point of the game.
Yeah.
The whole point of Animal Crossing, getting out of debt.
Yeah, yeah. I hate doing that in real life, so.
But yeah, definitely packed a punch. I'm really hoping that E3 is going to have some Animal Crossing merch or something, because last year, like, I felt like the merch was not that great for the Nintendo section. Like, they had, like, a booth just, like, chilling out in the back that had some stuffies on it, and that was about it.
Yeah.
So.
But they had some sweet pins, it looked like, this year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All the people in the treehouse and stuff all had like different Pokemon pins and stuff, and it's like, okay, we gotta
what's a Pokemon?
Well, you see,
it's like an animal.
It's like an animal. It's a doggo.
Ah, doggo.
Like a
doggo.
Doggo.
Like a doggo. Doggo.
As you can tell, we've been together for almost a week, and we already have our own little inside memes.
We're speaking a different language to each other. Coffee? Okay,
actually, Doggo? Speaking of merch, if y'all see anything that looks like I will legit PayPal you back. Shipping fee and everything.
We'll keep an eye out for you.
We can email you a bagel.
Yeah, we'll send
it
in the
email. We're
gonna
email it.
We got bagels, they're pretty good. We'll just send it in the email.
Blueberry bagels.
Wait, I don't have an email. I have a Gmail.
Zelda won't ever be online. They've already hit
like
online games.
Video.
Like Triforce Heroes, literally.
Video.
Yeah.
That's
a good point. That's a very good point.
I don't think that mom understands technology.
Oh.
Aww.
You can't print out a video.
No.
Someday.
This is not Harry Potter.
I was about to say that.
See, those are more like GIFs.
That's true.
GIFs.
I think that's what you mean. GIF is peanut butter. GIF
is
peanut butter.
GIF is peanut butter.
Oh, he's getting it.
It's not Jardians of the Galaxy. It's
like, that's a GIF.
Okay, but there's Jerry spelled with a G.
What? Gary, yeah.
That's Gary.
That's Gary, man.
Well, no, you can do Jerry like Geraldine.
No, you can't.
No,
you're
you
wrong.
Can't.
You're wrong about that.
Is that
gyroscope? It's a gyroscope.
A gyroscope.
That's because it's with a Y. It's another vowel. I mean, yeah, consonant, not a vowel.
Sometimes why. I feel like we got way off topic here.
Yeah, so Zelda.
Classic.
So, Zelda, guys.
Yeah,
pretty,
I got everything
pretty bad looking, huh?
Crossing.
No one liked it, huh?
Huh?
No one liked Zelda.
I like the new Zelda amiibo. Zelda looks great.
What if Zelda was a girl?
Oh my god. What
if... Oh my goodness.
But,
did we lose Ilya?
She frozen?
She's a little...
Nope, she's just laggy. She's lagging.
She needs some coffee.
You need some coffee for your leg. Not, I mean, like, L-A-G. Not leg.
Your leg.
Your lag.
I'm, like, simultaneously editing it. Which, by the way, I'll probably have to go soon. Your mom and I have to do it.
That's okay. We need to head out to E3 soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can go to E3. It's this small little thing you've probably never heard of.
Yeah.
We need to stop talking about the games and go and play them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Pokemon's gonna be there for us to play.
Yeah.
Link's Awakening.
You get to battle the gym leader.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna do the whole round robin again.
Yes, sir.
Collect points so you can get your.
I feel so stupid
pins.
About my video for tomorrow because I literally talk about why I think random encounters shouldn't return. And
they have both.
Be compromised, and then in the treehouse they were like in the mix of both, and I'm like. Well, screw my whole video.
Nintendo killed your video.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
And Nintendo's doing a great thing of listening to the fans and...
Yeah.
They are. They're
oh, they
doing
listened.
A great job listening, honestly. It's, like, if you went back to Nintendo
they're
10 years ago...
They're just saying a bunch of words with G in it now.
Gannet.
Like, Nintendo actually listens to the fans, and that's why, like, when people are like, yeah, but the Switch is, it doesn't have as big of a hard drive or as much power as all these other systems. Like, yes, but it has... Great games, they're not about the power, they're about making great games, which is literally what the business is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's not about having the biggest power engine, it's about having the best game.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they did what happened with the Wii U? Not a lot of games. Switch comes around, a lot of third party, a lot of first party games, That's a lot of parties. There's no lack of game on the Switch. That's
the thing, yeah. The Wii U had terrible game drought, is what a lot of people called it. Like, just, you have these huge stretches of time, and I was like, man, it sure would be good to be a 3DS owner, but us Wii U owners are...
I love that Metroid Prime trailer that they showed off, too.
Today? Yeah, the one that totally existed. That really got you going,
hey? Yeah.
The one that just really actually happened.
Oh yeah, I saw Ridley going flying.
Yeah.
So, thought, because today is the first official day.
You call me a thought again?
You call yourself a thought.
Yeah. walk out here with no shirt while Cliff's sitting on the couch. I'm like, I'm a Twitch thought.
And oh my god.
And then walks away.
That's probably like the least clothed I've ever seen Daniel.
He's comfortable with those now.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah. Be glad you're home.
But you were saying about a thought?
Oh, I was going to say, like, just kind of like a breakdown of going to E3 today. Like, can we talk about what we're doing as soon as we get there, Jesse?
Standing in line.
No, but like, after, when we get inside, after we're done.
When you stand in line outside, put on some dang sunscreen.
Yeah.
Daniel.
I feel that was directed at me.
So. Well, I'm in Florida. I know about sunscreen. Yeah. I also have a huge sunburn on my back right now, so maybe I should.
I got burnt, but yeah. Gus says, keep your shirt on, Captain. Gus,
like,
you coax us on so much.
You're the last person I would expect to tell him to keep his shirt on.
Yeah,
I know.
But yes, Jesse, what are we?
Oh,
what have we got going on today? That's exciting.
So the only major thing that we have is we're going to be interviewing Pierre from IGN, who's basically one of the guys who has been there since it was created and like had a part with it and. Mm-hmm. Basically one of the main guys at IGN.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking to him if we make it there in time.
It's so exciting. And N64 Josh is meeting us there to help out filming it.
N64 Josh
media,
is like, he's really awesome. Met him for the first time. He has volunteered to record for Jesse because we were just going to record with his phone because we don't have media passes. But Josh was saying he has like lapel mics. He's got like the entire setup. So he's going to film it for Jesse so that way we have an awesome interview to provide.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Also, Borderlands 3 is going to be playable at E3, yes. So I have to find it and play it. I'm so excited.
Oh, I think we should talk about this media pass thing as well, because we gotta get ready for next year.
Word up.
This year, we registered as a YouTube channel and apparently did not qualify for media. Found out after we got here that if we register under a podcast... that we can. So
yeah,
I'm going to force Jesse to start putting these back on iTunes. By next year, we need 50 iTunes reviews to go in as media at E3.
Yeah.
So
see, we got this.
This is our call to action.
I feel like
this is our call to action, you guys. We're going to, you know, just let us start uploading those and rolling them out and then throw us those reviews. We want to go as media.
So if you come with us next year, you'll save like $300.
Yes. We don't, because you won't have to...
If you come next year, you would have saved $300.
Because you won't have to buy the E3 ticket.
Yeah. And then we get in a couple days early, too.
Yes. And we'd already be there right now if we were media.
Yeah.
Definitely. We'd be able to go at 8 a.m. instead of 2 p.m.
I'll help pay for Lucy to come, because we're trying to go together next year.
Yeah!
She can...
I can help.
She can be a guest on the podcast.
Like, we don't know if there's a reason to cosplay, but we're going to cosplay.
Oh, you should. People cosplay all the time there.
Do you want to do it again? Okay.
These guys are calling me a capped burned by sun.
Capped burned by sun.
Love it. Well done, Justin. Wow.
Oh, should I pull up the picture and show it to everyone?
We had an awesome dinner last night as well.
Yes. Oh my god, last night was amazing.
We went out to dinner with N64 Josh and Gibbs, and we had some sandwiches.
He's trying to show them the photo.
He's trying.
Okay. Yeah.
We've posted it everywhere, Gibbs.
Oh, you did? Oh, my bad. Never mind, guys.
All day yesterday, Zeltic, or Ed, was messaging trying to get us to hang out, but we kept having plans, like we were in Little Tokyo and a bunch of other places. And then finally, we were able to go after the Square Enix conference, and we got there, and there was like 10 or 11 of us, and... Mm-hmm. It was awesome. It was
great.
Dr. Wily, Commonwealth Realm, Zeltic, Maya, her boyfriend, Jason?
Jordan.
Oops.
Sorry. Close with a J.
Gibbs. Gibbs, Cliff, Kayla, Daniel, me, and...
We got this huge group photo that Conrad put on Twitter, and it's just like this huge mass of all these Zelda people together.
Yeah! It was amazing. Just,
yeah, and then Joey Ferris retweeted it. He put Avengers Endgame 2019. What it felt like this huge crossover with everyone. It was amazing.
Like, they're big Zelda content creators.
They are such cool dudes. Like, they are so chill.
Yeah.
And apparently Zeltic and I have a lot in common. So.
Oh, they're like, oh my gosh.
They're BFFs.
They're married and they don't even know it yet.
No, it was great because, like, we got the most of the Chamber of Sages people, and then we got my people.
Yeah!
And both of my groups came together.
Yeah. Oh, it was just... I was all giddy, but I was trying to contain myself.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Apparently, Zelda Master was here, but he was just wandering around somewhere.
Can you tell us to share the picture? It is all over Twitter.
And Instagram.
And Instagram.
Yeah,
so
we've all retweeted it, so if you go to any of our Twitters, you'll find it.
Yeah.
If anything, I'll put it on selfies.
Gibbs will post it in the selfies part of the Discord.
Thrown it in the Discord there, so... But yeah, it was an amazing time. And a great way to kind of, like, get us psyched for today, too. Like,
yeah.
You know, hashing out what we're anticipating and everything. Did we lose Ilya, or is it just the lag?
She's just thinking.
She's just thinking.
Big thing. So,
there's Gibbs. Gibdo.
Yeah!
Yay!
Daniel in the background. Look at Cliff's head poking out.
I had a photobomb that
like one of those pictures where it's like
God,
when you see it.
I love it.
Although I called Cliff out in front of everyone there for having
never played Zelda.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Because they were talking about how my Twitter was on light mode.
Oh my god!
And I called Cliff out for having his Switch on light mode.
It's the biggest call.
And the whole table's like, "What?
You monsters!"
Cliff taking a picture.
That's so funny.
Oh.
Probably have your Twitch on light mode there, Daniel.
Love it.
You can see the light.
Sorry?
You probably have your Twitch on light mode.
Yeah, no, God.
Your OBS too.
No.
Look how cool Cliff and Gibbs look.
Wow.
So,
cool cats.
So if you come next year, Ilya, don't worry, I'll keep my shirt on.
Wait, what?
Nice.
Sorry.
You have to come next year, and I'll make sure to keep my shirt on.
But then Gus won't show up if you keep your shirt
Gus
on.
So, we got a lot. You got to post these pictures. So, we got a lot of great pictures.
I feel like we're kind of gearing down. Should we do maybe a couple of questions before we go to the podcast?
Yeah,
five questions.
Yeah, throw it in the chats here.
One for each of us.
Zero. No one's watching on my Twitch. They're all on YouTube here, guys. Throw it in the YouTube chat. I didn't have people earlier.
We'll keep an eye on it, so we'll just kind of pick and choose as you guys go along.
Yeah.
And then we got to mosey on over to E3.
Woohoo! So, throw us some questions. What if we... Jorge comes right in with a question. What if we see Gurheim again?
It depends on if he licks Link's face or not again.
Just like... Just imagine when Jesse licked my face in my video on Twitter.
Okay, I've never seen the chat go this fast. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
How many people do we have?
We started at 100. We're at 64 right now.
Oh.
Anton says...
We had 100 people.
I don't believe the hand is evil.
Wow.
I think she holds Ganon back to return. We are leaning in the same direction.
It looks like the hand stopping that malice from coming out of Ganondorf. So that's where we're going with that.
Miss Click is here in the chat, guys. Miss
Click,
are you okay?
We loved your reaction.
We watched your reaction and you fell out of the chair.
How's the new hat, by the way?
And you were straight up sobbing. You heard? Oh my goodness.
Ilya's gone.
Ilya,
come back to us, Ilya.
Okay, y'all froze it too.
No, you're back.
You're back.
Y'all were frozen on my end.
Alright.
Oh, okay.
See what you were saying.
We were talking about Miss Click.
Yeah.
Great reaction.
It was a great reaction. Aw.
The combination of what?
Here's a question. Marsupial Gamer asks, why does Hess 2 haunt my dreams?
Because he's naked.
So.
He's not haunting your dreams. It's just the word you're choosing to use for public.
Yep. But so let's get some real questions here, guys. We got Girahim.
No, that was one. Go back up.
Where?
What villain?
Oh, what villain would you like to see for return for Breath of the Wild 2?
Ganondorf.
Absolutely Ganondorf. Like we've seen him. That's
but there has to be something else, like in the background, like controlling Ganondorf. Because it's a zombie. Come on.
Well, yeah. Like, are we still fighting Yiga Clan? What's going on? But,
so
good point. Well, we killed their master because their master was so great.
Master Kayla.
Hey,
the banana
me?
Master.
So Yiga Kermit returns.
Oh my Yiga gosh. Yiga
Kermit. Oh jeez.
I am Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, we need to.
I'm here to murder
we need
you.
To make a video about Breath of the Wild 2 and get. Connor on it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Come back, Connor. I haven't chatted with that guy in a little while.
He had surgery.
Yeah, he had surgery a while back.
I hope he's doing okay.
Alright.
I want a dragon. The very first boss that we fought in Zelda, I forgot the name, but it was the dragon.
Aquamentus?
Yeah. It was the dragon. It has aqua in the name, but it breathes fire.
Yep. Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or is it Aquamentus or is it Gleok is the first one?
Gleok.
No.
Because there's
it's
two.
It's Aquamentus.
Is it? Okay, Gleok's the two-headed one.
Yeah, so I want to fight him, but as an actual, like, Breath of the Wild style boss.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had dragons before, like Aragoth, what was the name? Twilight Princess, the dragon.
Oh, yeah, Argaroth?
Yeah, Argaroth.
Yes, I think, yeah.
So
how do I know this?
that boss... It was kind of cool, like, you know, you're basically playing Spider-Man the whole
so
time.
So, more dragons? Is that what you're
more
saying?
Dragons.
More dragons! But I like that fight, but I thought I would have liked it more if it would have been a traditional style dragon fight. Like, if you had to shoot it down with arrows and then...
Climb onto it.
Yeah. Fly, instead of just hook-shocking to it.
Kind
of
what we did with...
With Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt Fry in the chat here has got my brain thinking. He says, do you think the defeat of Calamity Ganon revives Ganondorf's body? So this...
I love
you
it.
You got my brain going here because...
Yeah, someone mentioned this earlier, actually. I don't know if it was Matt again, but I've been thinking about it since then, too.
In the boss fight, Zelda mentions that Ganon gave up on properly reincarnating.
Mm-hmm.
But then if he had a body, like basically maybe when
the malice
when he's defeated,
goes
the malice,
back to the body?
Yeah.
Deal?
Mm-hmm.
And that activates this magic hand thing to try and contain it, like as some sort of failsafe that's built into this crypt. But, you know, it's just too much to contain, you know? Like, because you can see, even with the hand there, it's still seeping out.
Yeah.
Like, it's still...
It's not a proper seal.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's there as a failsafe, but it's not enough.
Right.
Yeah. There's so much mystery. Oh, no. Yeah.
Wonder if we'll get another trailer at the Game Awards.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. Will Ganondorf use the Dragon Balls to restore his youth?
King Piccolo stuff?
No, he's going to gather the Infinity Stones.
He's going to get the Infinity Stones.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
I'm sitting on a pile of pillows and it's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, after that Nintendo Direct, there's like 10 people left in the world because every 5 minutes they were like...
Yeah. Just, yeah.
It's like, just killing everyone.
Oh no. Japop123 says, how different do you guys think the map will be? Do you think it will be Hyrule again? And if so, how different do you think they will be making it? So,
I think it'll
be Hyrule.
Yeah.
They showed it. It looks the same.
I have an idea on this.
What's
kind of to cut out the whole, like, we're revisiting the same area type of deal. It would be in two parts.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you open up maybe some of the travel points.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, once you go get the Master Sword again, then you go into that dungeon entrance that we see in the trailer. Mm-hmm. And that's part two.
I wonder if Link just put the Master Sword away. He's like, we're done. All right, I'll just go put that back.
Worked really hard for that one. Just going to put it back where it came from.
Won't need it again. We've seen, you know, both Ocarina of Time and A Link to the Past, Link, And like between worlds, they go and they put it back when they're done. They're just like, all right, we're done here. Just stick that back for the next dude that needs it.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, Ganondorf comes back up or something comes back on. They go back and get it.
Here we go again.
So it would be a 2-part game.
Yeah.
You could still explore Hyrule, but then you have that other section.
I'm definitely hoping that there are some changes to the map, though, because I know a lot of us have explored the map to death. There's still more to see, but a lot of us have spent upwards of 500 hours playing it.
1,800 Korok seeds over here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I absolutely... Oh, hey, Maya, throw us a question for our questions.
Is she alive?
She's alive.
She slept in.
I thought her little heart didn't handle that.
I don't know if it could, like a little mouse heart. Just like...
By the way, Maya's so tiny.
She's so tiny!
Yeah.
Nugget Plays says, do you think the skeleton with red hair in the trailer is Demise or Ganondorf? Demise's hair was fire. Yeah. This is Ganondorf.
This is Ganondorf.
He's covered in Gerudo jewelry. Demise was not a Gerudo.
And Demise, like, his body was a lot bulkier. Where Ganondorf is bulky, but not super bulky.
Not bulky. And also, Demise's hair was literally fire, guys. It definitely wasn't Demise.
Also, on the painting, the wall painting, that does look more like Ganondorf.
Yeah.
Instead of like a Sonic warrior
type deal. Did you find it, the painting that they were talking about? I need to look at this. But
so, is that the last one?
I think so.
That is of that person like pointing to the wall, and there's like all these different connections, and it says Zilda paints right now after the Zilda birth.
Oh my god, yes. Yep.
Last question.
Kai Tumara says, what do you think of the castle rising from the ground? Do you think it's going to go up to the sky like Skyloft?
No.
I think that's where it goes, the 2-part, where it's going to open up this to a different world type deal.
You think it like rises up and then that dungeon entrance like that we saw before, like the castle sort of plateau that it's on rises up?
Like the champion's belt it does with the final.
Right, where you like sink into the plateau, the great plateau.
This is the one.
Oh, it does look like Ganondorf. Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
And okay. if you keep panning it...
Try and show the people it's going to be really
they're not
going to
see that at all.
Yeah, you got to pause the trailer at the right moment here.
Yeah, it's...
You got to keep panning it or
at
whatever.
At 12 seconds on the trailer.
But, yeah, no, it could happen where, like, maybe that's how they change the maps. You know, just certain locations, you know, like, the ground will rise up or...
Yeah.
You know, my theory, the zombie... is Daniel.
That makes sense. Javier brings up a good point. Won't it be repetitive to have the exact same game, though? Maybe it'll be a different Hyrule. Again, it just, like, it had that wide shot.
There'll be a second world.
There's so much that we don't know.
Second
it's
world.
Really hard to speculate.
It looks more like it would be a second world. And
yes, give us a dark world sort of thing.
Sorry.
We gotta say bye, everyone. Yeah, okay. I guess it's time. We gotta get ready to go... to some event. I've never heard of it. What was it called again?
B4.
Yeah. That's gotta be it.
All right.
But wow, I'm so glad we finally did the podcast. All my Twitter followers are like, finally! Because
we've only been saying we're gonna do it every day
for
since
like
we've been here.
4 days straight. I'm like, we might do the podcast tonight.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for conferencing in, Ilya.
He's in the way. Bye!
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Am I still waving?
We're so bad at ending these. It's just like my vlog.